But this technique is limited because no single authoritative list of known illegal material exists, allowing countless images to slip through the cracks. The most commonly used database is kept by a federally designated clearinghouse, which compiles digital fingerprints of images reported by American tech companies. Other organizations around the world maintain their own. Even if there were a single list, however, it would not solve the problems of newly created imagery flooding the internet or the surge in live streaming abuse. For victims like E and her sister, the trauma of the constantly recirculating photos and videos can have devastating effects. Their mother said both sisters had been hospitalized for suicidal thoughts. Every hope and dream that I worked towards raising my children, completely gone, she said. When you're dealing with that, you're not worried about what somebody got on a college entrance exam. You just want to make sure they can survive high school or survive the day. And because online offenders are known to seek out abused children even into adulthood, the sisters do not speak publicly about the crimes against them. Their emotional conversations with the Times were the first time they've spoken publicly about the abuse. You get your voice taken away, E said. Because of those images, I don't get to talk as myself. It's just like Jane Doe. Searching for abuse. Joshua Gonzalez, a computer technician in Texas, was arrested this year with over 400 images of child sexual abuse on his computer, including some of E and her sister. Mr. Gonzalez told the authorities that he had used Microsoft's search engine, Bing, to find some of the illegal photos and videos, according to court documents. Microsoft had long been at the forefront of combating abuse imagery, even creating the photo DNA detection tool a decade ago. But many criminals have turned to Bing as a reliable tool of their own. A report in January commissioned by TechCrunch found explicit images of children on Bing using search terms like porn kids. In response to the report, Microsoft said it would ban results using that term and similar ones. The Times created a computer program that scoured Bing and other search engines. The automated script repeatedly found images, dozens in all, that Microsoft's own photo DNA service flagged as known illicit content. Bing even recommended other search terms when a known child abuse website was entered into the search box.